We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network. Live from top of the hill, this is Hubert Davis Live. Hubert Davis Live is presented by The Good Feet Store, America's art support experts. Also brought to you in part by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Coca-Cola, there's magic when we cheer together. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant. It is a Monday, February the 6th, and the latest edition of Hubert Davis Live. Thanks so much for being with us, no matter how you are here this evening, whether you're joining us here in the restaurant. Got a great crowd per usual here at Top of the Hill. If you're listening out on the Tar Heel Sports Network, maybe online, no matter how, we appreciate you joining us today. We're talking Tar Heels for the next hour with the head coach of Carolina, that, of course, Hubert Davis. You can still get some questions, too. We have a ton, but we can, of course, get some more. You can send a tweet right to me, at Jones Angel, Angel with two L's at the end, or you can send an email to asktheheels@gmail.com. That is asktheheels@gmail.com. Of course, a lot of stuff to talk about. Coach, first of all, great to see you. Thanks so much
good to see you.
Being here. And let's start with the most recent action, Saturday night in Durham. Gosh, a coach, a game where points were at a premium in this one, 63-57. The final, Duke pulling out the win with a 6-0 spurt over the last couple of minutes. Coach, a close game throughout. Neither team ever led by more than two possessions throughout the entire game, but unfortunately, I know not the ending that you nor your team wanted.
No, it was very frustrating. You know, it's obviously it was a very competitive game that was extremely physical, and I was really proud of the guys in terms of their effort. I thought the energy and the effort and the enthusiasm, the toughness, the willingness to compete was at an all-time high. And so from that standpoint, I was very pleased with the guys. And but, you know, at the end of the stretch, you know, the frustrating part is it's the same thing that happened at Pitt earlier in the week. You know, you're tied 57 all. And, you know, one of the things that I think the number one thing that our team has talked about a lot this year has been the discipline and the detail. It's been the little things. It's been the setting the screen, boxing out, executing on the offensive play, taking care of the basketball, just different stuff like that. And those little things add up, and they become even more important in the latter part of the game. And so, you know, when we needed to get a stop, we weren't able to get a stop. I think, you know, going into the game, Duke was the number one offensive rebounding team in ACC. We're the number one percentage-wise defensive rebounding team. So something was going to give, and I thought we did a really good job of limiting them to one shot every possession. And then that last minute and a half, they got three offensive rebounds.
Right.
And that's the frustrating part, is that you're right there to be able to get a win on the road, and we just weren't able to get it done. And so it's a great lesson for us. I think that's the number one thing that we've done but haven't been consistent with has been those discipline and the details throughout the course of the game, but more importantly towards the end, where those things obviously become more important. And so it's a great lesson for us moving forward that when we're in that situation again, we can draw upon and look where we've made mistakes before. And I always say a mistake is good, and I got this from Coach Smith: when you recognize it, admit it, learn from it, and grow from it, a mistake is good if you do those, if you can check the boxes on those four things. And my hope and my expectation is that we will learn from that, and the next time we're in that situation, we won't make those same mistakes again.
Tough time offensively in this game, particularly in the second half. Carolina shot below 30% in the second half, did not attempt a free throw in that second half. How can that offensive efficiency get back to where you want it and where it has been for a fair amount of the season?
Yeah, it has. You know, one of the things that, and we talked about it over the last couple of days of practice, you know, we've got to get back to running, getting out in transition. We did a good job rebounding, and you know, for the most part of the season, we've been great at transition. And the reason being is we've had five guys sprinting the offense, our wings running. We've been pitching ahead. Armando, our five, it's been terrific running down the middle of the floor. And we've been able to get consistent layups or dunks, deep post catch, or pitch ahead three easily in transition. And we've been really good at that consistently throughout the season. And for whatever reason, over the last week, we haven't been running. And so the last, you know, a couple of days of practice, that's something that we've addressed, is that, you know, we have to get out in transition. That's something that's a strength for us, and being able to score before the opponent's defense gets set. You know, you also have to hand it to Duke as well. You know, Derek Lively, you know, his length is real.
Mm-hmm.
And so having him in the game, being able to block and alter shots, that his length is real. And so you have to compliment him being able to close down the paint and be able to protect the basket. And then the other thing is we had some open look. We had a lot of open looks, and for whatever reason, they just didn't go in last week. And so we've had some of our best shooters wide open, and it just didn't go in. And, you know, the two areas offensively that we and I'm a positive guy, that we've been really good at is one, in transition, and two, getting to the free throw line. Okay, so we didn't get in transition against Duke. Okay, we averaged 25 free throws average per game. We averaged 18 made free throws per game. Went to the free throw line three times. Had two free throws. So we didn't get points from the free throw line. We didn't get points in transition. And we didn't shoot the ball well. And it was tied with a minute and 40 to go on the road.
Right.
Okay, so we're cool, you know. Everything, you know, we'll be okay, and we'll address those things that we need to improve on and get back to. But that's encouraging that our defense stood up and put us in a position to be there tied in the latter part of the game, and I'm really encouraged by that.
Armando did not have a shot in the last, I think, 12 minutes or so of the ball game. Teams are making it really tough for him right now to get the ball in a good scoring position.
Yes.
How do you try and manage around that right now?
We have, you know, we've, you know, talked about it a lot over the last week, specifically the last couple of days, because it is hard. They're doing a couple things on Armando. One, they're being really physical with him. Number two is they're being strategic in terms of when they're trying to double him. And that's one of the areas that Armando has proved in a lot, at getting the ball out of the double team, but an area that he continues to need to improve on. And then number two and number three is, you know, a lot of help side defenders are sitting right there in the lane. And so, and that's another reason why you have to have shooting out there and you have to make outside jump shots, because then that brings those defenders out, and then that gives more space and more balance and more movement to be able to drive to get to the basket, and for Armando to be able to get out there and be able to score around the basket. So we've worked on the last couple of days of practice just trying to tweak and pivot and alter some things on the offensive end to make sure that spacing is there so that Armando can catch the ball and also RJ and Caleb and the other wings can drive and get to the paint.
All right, we're going to take timeout. A lot more to do with Coach. We will take a quick peek at that Pitt game, too. I know. Then we're going to move on, and we're going to start getting some questions, a bunch of other good stuff as well as we move through the hour. Thanks so much for being with us. It is a Monday, February 6th edition of Huber Davis Live from Learfield.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Has foot pain changed your lifestyle? Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton, and I love long-distance running, yet a few years ago, the pain in my feet was debilitating. I tried new shoes and drugstore cushions with no results. Finally, I went to the Good Feet store and found the answer, Personally Fit Arch Supports. They helped so much, I ran my first marathon that year. Then, because I believed in the Good Feet system so much, I bought the store. Come into the Good Feet store today for your free personal fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com for the location nearest you.
The Good Feet store is a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
Together, let's celebrate the big occasions and the little moments, the firsts and forevers. Let's celebrate others and celebrate ourselves, because every milestone matters, and we promise to be with you for every one of them. Shop Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com to find the perfect gift to celebrate your life's moments. Reed's Jewelers, trusted with life's moments.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing: chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield.
Brick's Wood Fired Pizza and Craft Bar invites you and your crew to relax and reconnect over a delicious Brick's Fix. With 24 craft drafts on tap, 24 gourmet pizzas, wood fired wings, and more, we're ready to serve you craveable wood fired fare for lunch, dinner, or late night. And our ingredients? Only the best to serve the best. The base of our menu is handcrafted in house daily, and we offer tasty gluten free, vegetarian, and vegan options. No one's ever benched at Brick's. Travel to one of Brick's 5 triangle area locations or visit BricksPizza.com today.
Hey, all you Carolina fans. Nationwide agents are just like you. They support the Tar Heels, too. They are also proud to live across the Triangle, where they help families like yours with auto, home, business, farm, life, and retirement. Don't drop the ball. Get the professional coaching you need to win at life. Give the Seagroves Agency a call at 919-942-8733. And go Tar Heels. Nationwide is on your side.
We're back at Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. It is Monday, February the 6th, and Hubert Davis live. A reminder that the show is presented by the Good Feet Store. Foot, knee, hip, or back pain. Good Feet Arch supports our engineer to support all four arches to provide pain relief, balance, and comfort. You can try them for yourself. Book your free fitting today at goodfeet.com. Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. Also brought to you in part by Lenovo. Lenovo, proud to support the Tar Heels all season long. Lenovo is a global technology leader that has called North Carolina home since 2005. Check out their website, lenovo.com. That's L-E-N-O-V-O.com. Lenovo, smarter technology for all. We've got our Lenovo tablet here in front of us tonight. We're watching Duke and Miami go at it in the Monday night ACC game. Miami up early, 13-5 in that one, 15:45 to go in the first half. So just getting started. We'll keep you up to date on that one, two teams in the top half of the ACC. Coach talked about Duke. Let's take a look back to Wednesday. That's when the week started against Pitt, and it was another close one, 65-64. Pitt ends up getting the win by a point at the end, and a couple things that you talked some about there in that first segment were relevant in that game as well. Tar Heels knocking down some open shots. You said you felt like your team had really good looks that unfortunately didn't go in as much as you wanted in that one. And then also those details in the final moments of the game. I know there was a possession or two there late that you were disappointed with.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, you know, Pitt is a really good, you know, basketball team. They're, you know, they're very physical. It's an experienced group. I think the average age of that team was like 24 or 25 years old. So, I mean, you know, these kids, they have a lot of experience. So they've been there before. Yep. And I think one of the things that is really good about them is they don't get rattled. And so, you know, we were up 6 in the second half, and they were able to come back. Cummings hit 3 straight threes in a row coming off ball screens, and then they were able to take a 7-point lead, and then we came back and tied the score. And so, you know, two teams that I thought from a competitive standpoint really fought on both ends of the floor their entire game. You know, you talked about the discipline and the details. We're up by one with the ball. At the end of the day, you just have to make the plays and you have to win that game. And, you know, we got the ball down to Armando. They decided to double team. They've been back and forth, whether they were allowing Armando to go one-on-one or send an additional defender. And, you know, and one of the things that we, you know, talked about is, you know, always give Armando 3 outlets. And so having at least one guy, you know, come towards the ball, so to give Armando an immediate outlet, and Armando, we ended up turning the ball over. And then, you know, in those situations, those things happen, but you have to come up with plays on the other end and get a stop, and we weren't able to do that. And at the end of the day, we ended up losing by one. And so that's the frustrating part, is that just the little details that you have to have in order to pull out games. This year, it has been more inconsistent than it was last year. Mm-hmm. And the encouraging thing that you know, we've done it. You give you an example against Syracuse. I mean, we're down by one, get to the free throw line, and we hit one, and something that we had practiced on the free throw line to put ourselves in a position to possibly get an offensive rebound, the guys actually did it. And we got the offensive rebound put back. We're up by one. RJ comes down and takes the charge, and we win a great road win against a really good Syracuse team. Those are the things that you have to do consistently every game. So it's not just, you know, a one-game thing or a one-week thing. You know, those are things that you have to do consistently every day and throughout the entire season. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do that last week.
And games decided by 6 points or less, or 2 possessions or less. Last year, Carolina 6-2. So far this year, 4-5 in games decided by 6 points or less or overtime. So just some numbers to back up what Coach Davis
says. I think the 8 losses that we've had, it's been an average of 5 points. Mm-hmm. And so it's just right there, you know. And so, 1, it's frustrating. 2, it's encouraging. 3, it's frustrating. 4, it's encouraging. And then 5, it's frustrating. Yeah. And so,
how do you try and, because this was a difficult week for sure, to have both games come down, right? How do you put that behind them and move forward? Because it's not getting easier.
You have to. You have to move forward. You know, it's one of the things that, and I always say this to anybody, and I say this to the team, if the only thing that I'm teaching them is basketball, then I'm not doing my job. My job is, yes, basketball, but it's also to help these kids grow up, and so that when they leave here, that these kids are ready to be able to thrive out in the real world. And one of the things that I'm so thankful for is that, and I think it's been great, I feel like our guys have, from a maturity standpoint and a growth standpoint, they have grown so much this year. It has been such a blessing and an honor to be, walk alongside these kids and to help them work through real life situations. I think this year, our guys have learned the importance of handling expectations. I think our guys have done a great job of learning the importance of understanding that noise not only comes from the criticism direction, but also the praise direction. And probably the hardest one to deal with is from the direction of praise. I tell our guys all the time that, you know, I wish that we can win every game. I wish that we can make every shot. I wish that we never turn the ball over and nothing, everything went the way that we wanted it to go. It just doesn't happen that way. That's not life. That's not basketball. That's not anything. There are going to be sunny days, rainy days. There are going to be times where things don't work out. It's not about what happens to you. The most important thing is how you respond when those things happen to you. And for our guys to be able to respond, and they've done that over the last year and a half, when things haven't turned out the way that they have wanted, they've always not whined and complained and point fingers and made excuses. They've always gotten back up and competed and continue to work. That is their job. That is my expectation, and they've been great at it. And the last couple of days of practice have been fantastic. I've been encouraging them. I feel like they get negative noise everywhere on their phone, from their family and from their friends. And even though that, you know, last week wasn't the way that we wanted it, I still love these kids. They're great. They're unbelievable. And I wanted to encourage them that we can get better and we can be more consistent in late game situations, and we will. And I just feel like that's the way to get to continue to get better and continue to grow.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to go commercial, come back, start getting some of your questions for the head coach of the Tars. We have a bunch. We're going to start getting to some of those when we return. It's Hubert Davis live from Learfield.
Hey, Tar Heel fans, this is Dave Nathan here to remind you that revenue generated from the sale of officially licensed Tar Heel merchandise directly supports both need and merit-based scholarships for Carolina students. Next time you're shopping for your favorite Tar Heel gear, make sure to look for the officially licensed collegiate product label before you buy. This ensures the product has been approved by the university. Be blue and true, buy licensed, fund scholarships, and go Heels.
That sound could save your life someday. I'm Jones Angel on behalf of the North Carolina Office of State Fire Marshal. OSFM wants to remind you that having working smoke alarms offers your family the best chance of escaping a fire at home. Test your smoke alarms monthly and practice your home fire escape plan. It could be a lifesaver. For more fire safety tips, visit the Office of State Fire Marshal website at ncosfm.gov/unc. That's ncosfm.gov/unc.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's game day, a day where great food, friends, and family always come together. And bringing people together is what Harris Teeter is all about. We make sure you have the best and most delicious game day foods. Whether you're heading to the arena or making your own tailgate at home, Harris Teeter is where Tar Heel fans shop for groceries. And you can save big on your game day celebration just by joining EVIC. Sign up today and save hundreds of dollars per month. Harris Teeter, let's game day together.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
we're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hubert Davis Live, presented by the Good Feet Store, continues on the Tar Heel Sports Network. Once again, here's Jones Angel.
I didn't know. Back inside Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. It is the latest edition of Hubert Davis Live. My name is Jones Angel. He's the head coach of Carolina basketball, Hubert Davis. We appreciate you being here with us tonight at Top of the Hill. And for 25 years, Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery has been a pre- and post-game tradition. Handcrafted beer, great food, and atmosphere. It is where Tar Heels come to celebrate. Quick note, next week, schedule adjustment next week due to when Carolina plays. Tar Heels play on Monday night next week. So we will be here on Wednesday night next week. Carolina plays on Monday. Top of the Hill's closed on Tuesday. So we're going to be here on Wednesday. Tar Heels play Monday. We're here Wednesday next week for the next edition of the show. All right, let's get to some questions, Coach. A couple specifically about Duke that we can start with since that game was this past weekend. Dylan sent an email in. You mentioned Derek Lively and his shot blocking ability. Dylan's question was just, when you do have a shot blocker down there that is having a successful night like Derek Lively was the other night, just how that affects things offensively for you. Do you have to keep that in mind in how you're trying to attack things?
Well, he is a factor, and that's one of the reasons why that, you know, we wanted to get the ball to Armando, because we felt like Armando's like really good at scoring around the basket, but he's really good at drawing fouls and getting to the free throw line. So that goes back to, we've only went to the free throw line three times. And another thing is, you know, in terms of attacking a basket, you know, just because a guy's a good shot blocker, I've always believed that shouldn't deter you from attacking a basket. And I felt like, you know, especially, you know, RJ and Caleb went in there for the dunk, and Pete in the first half went in there pretty strong, and, you know, we weren't able to make it and we weren't able to get fouled. And so, yes, his, you know, his length and his athleticism is real, and it causes problems in terms of being able to score consistently around the paint. But I felt like not only did we have the guys, I felt like we made the plays to be able to score down there, and for the most part, at least be able to get fouled and get to the free throw line.
Coach, had a couple people ask about the Jeremy Roach layup at the end of the game, or near the end of the game, when Duke was up two and had the basketball. RJ was defending, had four fouls at that point in time. A couple people asking if you think that affected his RJ's ability to defend on the play, and was it discussed to potentially replace him in the timeout before
this
that?
Is the Duke game?
Yes.
Okay. No. Are you talking about the play with the ball screen with
Pete, yes.
Filipowski?
Yes.
Yeah. That's not the way we wanted to play it. And, you know, one of the things that Jeremy Roach loves to do is he loves to go right in that situation. You know, we had practiced a number of times, not just for Jeremy, but anytime there's an empty side ball screen, whether you ghost it or you ghost it means if you think you're setting a ball screen but you don't, and you go out and not set the screen. And so, you know, weak side defenders, elbows in boxes in order to, you know, to take away a layup or a dunk, and we just didn't execute it in that situation. And so you have to hand it to Duke. They were able to execute offensively in that play, and we just didn't down the stretch.
Coach, let's see. This one comes from – let's go, Dennis sent this one in. Dennis says he knows he has heard you say every team is different, but right now he sees a lot of parallels to the journey that last year's team went on throughout the season and this year's journey to this point. Wanted to know if you felt like the same type of turnaround could occur with this group this year.
The only time to ever think about last year is when somebody asked me a question about it. I don't, you know, as I said before, the number one thing that I learned as a first year, second year coach is that every year is different. Mm-hmm. And even though that, you know, we have, you know, a number of returning players from last year's championship final team, it's still a different team, different personnel, a years of experience, and it's just a different team. I don't draw anything from last year where I think it's of any value for us to think, okay, we were in this situation this year. Okay, this is how we're going to play it out this year. The only thing that we're focused on is us playing our best basketball against Wake Forest, and then after that, Clemson, and then after that, Miami. And at the end of the day, I think what you have to do is focus on what is real, and what is real is this year's team improvement and for this year's team to reach its full potential. And at the end of the day, you just have to live with the results. Do I think that we've reached our full potential? Absolutely not. And my expectation and my hope is that we will. And we'll continue to work hard to be able to do it. But I don't think about last year. I don't speak about last year to the team at all. And I don't draw any type of lessons that we learned last year to try to help this team move forward.
We'll do one more, Coach, and then take a break. This one comes from Shay Oaks. Shay wants to know, how do you keep things positive during difficult on-court stretches, especially when the players are dealing with multiple stressors off the court as well?
Well, you know, as I said before, you know, it's you have to be able to put things into perspective, you know. Last week didn't turn out the way that we wanted it to. Say we have a good week this week. We're watching a little bit of the Duke-Miami game. They put up the standings 2 games out of first place.
Right.
What are we talking about? And so at the end of the day, the most important thing is to make sure that we're improving and we're playing our best basketball. And you have to be able to put things in perspective. I look at things from a positive standpoint. I don't know why anything negative or dire should come into their thinking and our preparation moving forward. Got a great opportunity this week. It's really cool to be able to go on the road and play against a good Wake team. It's really cool to be able to come back home and play in front of a Smith Center crowd against Clemson and Miami. Those are things to be thankful for and excited about. It's not anything to get stressed about. I told the guys this. I tell them why I feel this way. You want to hear something that's stressful? What's stressful is at 16 years old watching your mom have cancer and watching your mom die like my mom did in 8 months. And then my dad had to take care of me, 16, and my sister, 10 years old. And, you know, for most of my life, I haven't had that's stressful.
Right.
Playing at Duke, playing basketball, that's not stressful. There's a number of things to be thankful for. I got a great wife and I got 3 healthy kids. You know, yes, am I disappointed that we lost against Pitt and we lost against Duke, but got a great opportunity tomorrow night and on Saturday and Monday, and I'm glad that we're healthy enough and here to ready to go, and I'm excited about the challenge.
That game on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in Winston-Salem against Wake Forest. We'll, of course, preview that matchup a little bit later. A bunch of questions still to get to as well for Coach. That's when we return to Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. It's Hubert Davis live from Learfield.
It's bow time. Yep, it's eating time again. Now you could unload groceries, chop, dice, mince, preheat, heat, slap around the smoke detector, and then celebrate with a big old pile of dishes. But if you're tired of cooking, or tired of sorta cooking, it's time to feed the whole family with Bojangles Fried Chicken Family Meal. With Bojangles' famous chicken, fixins, biscuits, and tea, you can forget the cookbook and spend some well-earned quality time with a delicious dinner from Bojangles. It's bow time.
Quality, affordable, dependable. The characteristics that have built the foundation for B&T Heating and Air Conditioning since opening its doors in 1988. B&T Heating and Air Conditioning is proud to serve communities across the Raleigh-Durham area from right here in Chapel Hill to anywhere in between. To schedule your HVAC tune-up or service appointment, visit their website, www.bntheatingandair.com. B&T Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and doing it right the first time, every time.
Representation in a family law case requires grit, hard work, and resolve. With 8 board-certified family law specialists, Wake Family Law Group has the expertise and tenacity to protect you and your interests in your divorce or custody-related case. Regardless of the issues involved, we fight hard and with integrity to help achieve a successful resolution for our clients in the Triangle and surrounding counties. Visit www.wakefamilylawgroup.com to learn more. Wake Family Law Group. Play hard, play fair, play to win.
Are you the Ultimate Carolina Basketball fan? Then enter the Ultimate Carolina Basketball Experience Giveaway. Visit ramsclub.com/enter for your chance to win prizes valued over $2,000. Include a two-night stay at the Rizzo Hotel, exclusive Tar Heel gear, premium game tickets, a behind-the-scenes tour, and more. Unlimited entries and no purchase necessary to win. The winner will be contacted on February 18th. The Ultimate Carolina Basketball Experience Giveaway closes on February 17th at midnight Eastern Standard Time. Go Heels!
The true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with life-altering diagnoses. Team Impact pairs these kids with college athletic teams as part of a 2-year program, getting them off the sideline and into the game. The collegiate student athletes gain a new teammate, a new friend, and a new perspective. For more information, visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
It's Hubert Davis Live. Always appreciate you joining us here at Top of the Hill Restaurant. It is the Monday, February 6th edition of the show. We're already halfway through. Gracious, heading to the second half of the show. Appreciate you joining us today. A reminder about the Carolina Fantasy Experience. It returns this summer. Participants age 35 and older can join the Carolina basketball team June 23rd through the 25th. So get your calendar ready, 23rd through the 25th. One-of-a-kind fantasy basketball camp experience. I think Tar Heels started this last year, if I'm not mistaken, yes. So this will be the second summer of this. Yep. CarolinaFantasyExperience.com. Carolina, this is different than like the Carolina basketball camp. That's still going too, but this is different. CarolinaFantasyExperience.com for more information. The event is limited to just 40 playing participants. Visit CarolinaFantasyExperience.com. Before we get to some more questions for Coach, let's go through a couple other Tar Heel teams and what they've been doing here the last week. We'll start with women's basketball, ranked number 14 in the AP poll, 17-6 overall, 8-4 in conference play. Unfortunately, had their 8-game winning streak snapped yesterday at Louisville, 62-55 the final there. Carolina was down 2 starters in that one. Big third quarter for Louisville after a technical foul on their coach. Kind of changed the momentum of that one. Tar Heels back on the road Thursday at 7 at Syracuse, then home against BC, that is Sunday at noon. Women's tennis, number 2 in the nation, 12-0 on the year. Only action last week was against number 5 Georgia. They won that one 5-2, and the indoor national championships start Friday out in Seattle. The guys are number 14 in the nation on the tennis court, beat Illinois 4-0, then lost in a really tough one to number 3 TCU. Came down to the final set of the final match. TCU won it, won that 4-3. Gymnastics came in second in a tri meet over in Raleigh. Congratulations to Aaron Mattson, named the new head coach of Carolina field hockey earlier this week. And it's about to get super busy. Men's golf, women's golf, softball all start this week. Baseball starts next week. Hard to believe that it's already time for all of that. But spring sports really get going here in the next couple of days. All right, let's get to some more questions for Coach. And a reminder, you can always send them in, asktheheels@gmail.com, or shoot me a tweet. It's at Jones Angel. Angel has 2 L's at the end. Coach, question from Josh. Wanted to know if you had idea of minutes of how many minutes players would play when you go into a game. Like you think, okay, I want player X to give me 10 minutes off the bench in this game or whatever it might be.
I do. You know, when I was playing, and I don't do this, but Coach Smith and Coach Guthers, they had it all timed out for the first half. And so they had every player that was in the rotation, you know, when they were going to go in the game, when they were going to go out. And then in the second half, you know, it was determined on the play of the players and whoever was playing their best in the lineups that were playing the best. Those are the ones that would play in the second half. I don't do that, but going into the game, I do have an idea of, you know, how many minutes I want a particular person to play, whether it's a starter or coming off the bench. And then obviously the game happens and, you know, people get into foul trouble. This person gets hot. This person struggling a little bit. Somebody gets injured. And then so you have to tweak and pivot and alter. Another thing that determines playing time is also matchups. You know, I give you an example for like against Pitt. You know, there's only a couple guys that I felt like that could guard, you know, Henson and Burton. And so we wanted to preserve those matchups to give us the best opportunity to be able to defend. So there's a number of factors that go into playing time, whether you're a starter or coming off the bench. But I do go in with a plan, and then as the basketball game happens, then at least I have something in plan, then I can be able to make adjustments along the way.
Coach Debbie Lyerly sent this question in. This was an email question from Debbie. She said there was some talk after the Duke game about Carolina's talking or lack of talking on the defensive end. She wanted to know what that meant to you, talking defensively, and is that something I assume that Debbie assumes that you want your team to do?
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from. You know, in terms of us defensively, you know, I don't know how you play defense without talking. The communication, even though sometimes you make mistakes out there, I feel like our team does a really good job of communicating and understanding, because the only way you can play team defense is to be able to talk and be able to communicate. I don't know how anybody other than the people on the floor or myself who's right there on the sideline could make a comment whether somebody was talking or not. It was in Cameron Indoor Stadium. Was pretty loud in there. And so, but we're a really good talking team.
And you said you felt like, and the score reflects this, and the percentages reflect this, you felt like your half-court defense, granted, perhaps a mistake or two somewhere in there, but you felt like your half-court defense was pretty good for a large majority of this game.
No, it was. I mean, they had 16 points in transition in the first half. They only had four in the second half. We kept them at their average in terms of offensive rebounds. I think we held them under 40% from the field. When they were going up against our set half-court defense, they really struggled to score. That's the frustrating part, is that we played well enough from a defensive standpoint to win the basketball game. We just couldn't generate enough points to be able to get the win. But I thought defensively, even in the Pitt game, I thought defensively overall we've played really well the last couple games.
All right, Coach, before we take a break, this one comes from Dylan. Dylan is 7 years old. Okay. Dylan wants to know about which player puts his fingers around his eyes like a binocular when he makes a three-point basket. Do you know who that is? Which Tar Heel does that?
Probably RJ.
Yeah, I think RJ and Caleb both do it.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that Coach Smith used to always say, he said, a lion never growls after a kill. And so, yeah, you know, and the reason why I know that is because he used to say that to me a lot, because I used to talk a lot of junk out there, and he would always tell me just to be quiet and just get back on defense, and I say, yes, Coach Smith, and then I'd do it again. And so I thought they do this when they get an assist.
No, that'd be good too.
Yeah, that would be really good. It'd be really good. I don't see them doing this when they make a three. I thought they do this, they do this, they do this, and I just tell them everybody knows it's a three. You don't need to let everybody know it's a three. And when you make an assist, I mean, you need a binoculars to be able to see that open guy. And so then they look at me and go, oh, okay, Coach. You know? So, but I think it's RJ and probably Caleb.
So thank you, Dylan. You may have gotten RJ and Caleb in trouble. We don't know, but yeah. No, thank you, Dylan.
If they don't start tomorrow, you'll know why.
We're going to take a break, come back. More to do with Coach after this. It's Hubert Davis live from Learfield.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, and people often ask me, what is the Good Feet store? I respond, we are an art support store. When you come in, our staff is going to welcome you and listen to your needs. We want to learn about you, your lifestyle, your work, and the types of shoes you enjoy wearing. Then after measuring your feet, we are going to fit you from a selection of over 300
styles and sizes of arch supports. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com for the location nearest you. We look forward to seeing you soon at the Good Feet store.
The Good Feet store is a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
Together, let's celebrate the big occasions and the little moments, the firsts and forevers. Let's celebrate others and celebrate ourselves, because every milestone matters, and we promise to be with you for every one of them. Shop Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com to find the perfect gift to celebrate your life's moments. Reed's Jewelers, trusted with life's moments.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting or checking social media. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
Together, that's how we stay in the game, ready to play. As one great team, UNC Health is keeping you well by bringing renewed focus, approach, and dedicated services close to you. Exceptional care is what you and your family deserve. Together, let's put points on the board for life well played. Team up with UNC Health, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
It's not for everyone, only for you. The medication your doctor prescribes is exclusively yours to take as directed. Nobody else should be taking it. It's up to you to keep your medication secure and to safely dispose of any unused medications. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Your prescription, your responsibility. Be aware, don't share. Lock your meds.
Supported by NCDHHS, Division of Mental Health, Developmental Disabilities, and Substance Abuse Services. Visit lockyourmeds.org/NC.
This is Hubert Davis Live, presented by the Good Feet Store, your all-access pass inside Carolina basketball. Once again, here's Jones Angel.
It's Hubert Davis Live. Thanks so much for being here. A little short on time. We've got a couple commercial breaks that we have to get in just a few minutes, but we still have time for another question or two before we do so. The show presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. Plus, don't forget, we're going to look ahead to the matchup with Wake Forest coming soon. Big one coming tomorrow night in Winston-Salem. That's at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6 p.m. for that one. Coach Missy Hampe sent this question in, wants to know if you still do the thoughts for the day. Of course, yes. Coach Smith did that. Coach Williams did that. Where do you find them? Do you have a favorite or two?
I do give them thoughts of the day. I give them an offensive emphasis, a defensive emphasis, and then I give them a thought of the day. And on my desk, I have all the thoughts of the day that Coach Smith used and Coach Williams used. Mm. And so Coach Smith gave it to Coach Williams. Coach Williams gave it to me. And then I've got a list of that Coach Guthridge used when he was head coach. Mm. And so I have that I use. And then I put in, different quotes that mean a lot to me. And a lot of times they're Bible verses. And so I give it to them and we talk about it before practice. It's always a theme of, what we want to do in practice on both ends of the floor and how we want to approach our practice and how we want to improve. But I definitely do that every day.
Those offensive and defensive emphasis, would that be as simple as rebound or run or something like that, or are they a little deeper than that?
I would say 90% of the time offensively is limit turnovers, make the easy play. I always tell them we don't need home runs, we just need singles. And then I have in parentheses second loss of ball. So anybody that gets the second turnover in practice, they've got to run because I want them the importance of taking care of the basketball. Defensively, I would say 90% of the time I've said everyone has to box out and rebound. And I say it to them almost every day. It's not an Armando Bacot rebounding game. It's a UNC rebounding game. And right. So everybody has to box out. And I've always felt like, in order to win, you got to check there's a number of things you need to do, but for us to have success, you got to rebound the basketball, you got to play good defense, and if you limit turnovers, and if you do those three things, I'm not even talking about anything about offensively, you're going to be in any game, whomever you play. And so we talk about those things almost every day.
All right, just to get back on time, I'm going to take another commercial break. Getting late. We only have about 13 minutes left on the show and still a couple things that we want to do. So we're going to take a break, come back, more to do with Coach after this from Learfield.
Has foot pain changed your lifestyle? Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton, and I love long-distance running, yet a few years ago, the pain in my feet was debilitating. I tried new shoes and drugstore cushions with no results. Finally, I went to the Good Feet store and found the answer, personally fit arch supports. They helped so much I ran my first marathon that year. Then, because I believed in the Good Feet system so much, I bought the store. Come into the Good Feet store today for your free personal fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com for the location nearest you.
The Good Feet store is a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's game day, a day where great food, friends, and family always come together. And bringing people together is what Harris Teeter is all about. We make sure you have the best and most delicious game day foods. Whether you're heading to the arena or making your own tailgate at home, Harris Teeter is where Tar Heel fans shop for groceries. And you can save big on your game day celebration just by joining EVIC. Sign up today and save hundreds of dollars per month. Harris Teeter, let's game day together.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
You're tuned in to Hubert Davis Live, presented by the Good Feet Store. Once again, here's Jones Angel.
All right, we are rounding the final turn here on Hubert Davis Live. Still have one more segment that will tackle some questions with Coach before we take our final break and then look ahead to the matchup with Wake Forest. That is up next for the Tar Heels. Of course, Carolina and Wake have already played once this year. Tar Heels getting an 88-79 victory over the Demon Deacons a couple of weeks ago. That was in early January. We'll focus in on that matchup in just a moment. But let's see if we can get maybe one or two questions here before we take our last commercial break. Coach, this one comes from Austin. Austin sent in a question about Jalen Washington. Wanted to know if you saw the possibility of Jalen and Armando playing on the court together. Could that be something where two of your bigger players are out there at the same time?
It is. You know, I think they complement each other, especially on the offensive end. You know, Jalen can really score in the post, but he can also stretch it out, and he can shoot the ball from the outside. He hadn't made a three yet, but, I mean, you can see the touch that he has, yep. And that face-up jumper in the post is just beautiful to watch. And so, yeah, I would love, and I can definitely see them both out there on the floor. You know, earlier I talked about, you know, a part that plays in terms of, you know, playing time is matchups. And so, you know, one of the things for both, you know, a lot of times now, very few teams have two traditional bigs.
Right.
That and you know, that four man, that power forward is really a 6'7", 6'8" wing, mm-hmm. That's, you know, runs the floor, extremely athletic. And so, you know, when we go up against a team that has that from a defensive standpoint, that doesn't set up set us up very well. And so, yes, I'd love to put them out there on the floor at the same time, but the matchups have to be great on the defensive end just to make sure we're putting them in a position where they can be really effective on the from a defensive standpoint.
Coach, last one before we take our last break. Jackson sent this one in. It's an email question from him. Wanted to know how you change up, if you change up, your pregame schedule for afternoon games, night games, home games, away games. Do you try to keep that consistent, or is that something that adjusts due to when and where you are playing?
There is the consistency, but it's also, you know, being able to tweak and pivot, you know, depending on, you know, the time of the game, where you're playing. I'll give you an example. We're playing Wake tomorrow night at 7. Usually in a away game, like, I wouldn't be here right now.
Right.
We'd be at the airport getting on a plane and flying for an away game. And because Winston-Salem is so close, what we're doing is we're going to have breakfast together tomorrow morning, and then we're going to drive up there, go straight to shoot around, and then go to the hotel and get ready and get rested and then play at 7 o'clock. And so that's different than what we do on a normal road game had we have to get on a plane and travel further. And so that's just an example of us just changing and tweaking a little bit, for the schedule. And, I felt like, you know, getting one more night at home in our own beds would be really good. And I just felt like the travel to Wake Forest, to Winston-Salem tomorrow would be good to just do it on the game day.
All right, we're going to take our last commercial break. And speaking of Wake, we'll focus in on the Deacs when we return to wrap things up to Hubert Davis Live from Learfield.
Brick's Wood-Fired Pizza and Craft Bar invites you and your crew to relax and reconnect over a delicious Brick's Fix. With 24 craft drafts on tap, 24 gourmet pizzas, wood-fired wings, and more, we're ready to serve you craveable wood-fired fare for lunch, dinner, or late night. And our ingredients? Only the best to serve the best. The base of our menu is handcrafted in-house daily, and we offer tasty gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options. No one's ever benched at Brick's. Travel to one of Brick's 5 Triangle area locations or visit brickspizza.com today.
Representation in a family law case requires grit, hard work, and resolve. With 8 board-certified family law specialists, Wake Family Law Group has the expertise and tenacity to protect you and your interests in your divorce or custody-related case. Regardless of the issues involved, we fight hard and with integrity to help achieve a successful resolution for our clients in the Triangle and surrounding counties. Visit www.wakefamilylawgroup.com to learn more. Wake Family Law Group. Play hard, play fair, play to win.
Hey, all you Carolina fans. Nationwide agents are just like you. They support the Tar Heels, too. They are also proud to live across the Triangle, where they help families like yours with auto, home, business, farm, life, and retirement. Don't drop the ball. Get the professional coaching you need to win at life. Give the Seagroves Agency a call at 919-942-8733. And go Tar Heels. Nationwide is on your side.
The Carolina Fantasy Experience returns this summer. Participants age 35 and older can join the Carolina basketball team June 23rd through 25th for a one-of-a-kind fantasy basketball camp experience. Participate as a player or coach as you interact with the current team. Access team-only areas of the basketball facilities and receive an exclusive gear package. Nightly networking and social functions are also included. Visit CarolinaFantasyExperience.com for more information and to register. Event is limited to 40 playing participants. Visit CarolinaFantasyExperience.com today.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
All right, have about 3.5 minutes left on the show. Plenty of time for us to focus in on the action tomorrow night in Winston-Salem. Carolina and Wake Forest, second meeting of the year between those two teams. By the way, that Duke-Miami game has gone to halftime. Miami leads it 40-26 at halftime of that one down in Coral Gables, so they're playing tonight. Tar Heels will play next Monday, and it's against Miami. Tar Heels have a difficult stretch here. Wake on Tuesday, then back-to-back home games. One of those Saturday-Monday turnarounds. Clemson on Saturday, then Miami on Monday. But, Coach, let's focus on Wake. And it is the second meeting of the year. Tar Heels beat the Deacs 88-79 in Chapel Hill on January 4th. And Winston-Salem, tough place to go play. And this is a Wake Forest team that can really score. They're a very gifted offensive group.
They are. You know, since we play them, they've made a couple tweaks and pivots and alters. They've gone a little bit smaller. They, you know, the last time that we played them, they had, you know, 2 7-footers in the lineup, and now they only have one, and so they've added a little bit more shooting, and it really makes them dynamic in terms of their ability to score, especially in transition. Mm-hmm. They've got a number of guys that can shoot the ball from the outside, and so obviously Appleby is a great point guard. Not only can he score, I think he leads the ACC in assists, so he's right up there in terms of distributing the basketball, and they'll put a challenge on us defensively, especially in transition, to be able to guard the three. We've done that really well in being able to guard the three-point line, and I feel like, you know, the last couple of days of practice, I felt like they've been really good, and puts us in a position to play really well defensively. Outside of those 2 7-footers, they don't have very much depth and size, and so again, you know, what we want to do is we want to attack the basket through post and penetration, and, you know, have Armando and establish him and Pete down low on the block, and, you know, have guys like RJ and Caleb being able to attack the basket, whether in transition and in half court. And so it'll be a tough test, but, after a frustrating week last week, we're really excited about getting out there on the floor. A
couple of things that were important in that first game, Coach. First of all, RJ Davis was terrific. He had 27 points. He was 5
turnovers.
Yeah, and the turnovers. I was going to admit, 32 points off 15 Wake Forest turnovers. Huge in that first game.
Yeah, we were. I mean, I thought we did a really good job. I thought we struggled in the first half offensively finding our rhythm, and then the second half we took off. And, yeah. You know, one was RJ, and then two, I thought we did a good job of getting into passing lanes, getting steals and deflections. Any turnover that we got, I thought it was almost like a pick six for us. I think we scored 32 points in transition that game, and so that's huge for us, and also our ability to get to the free throw line. And so we love playing on the road. It'll be loud, and it'll be crazy. It gets a really good basketball team. But again, you know, the best medicine after a frustrating couple of losses is to get back out there on the floor and compete, and we get a chance to do that tomorrow at 7.
All right, so a reminder, game tomorrow, then that fast Saturday-Monday turnaround, so we're not here next Monday. We want Coach on the sideline coaching the game instead of being here talking to us here at Topo, so he'll be there. We'll be back on Wednesday of next week here at Top of the Hill for the next edition of the show. Coach, great to see you. Thanks so much for your time, as always, and thanks for being here.
All right, thank you so much.
That's Hubert Davis. It's his show. We appreciate you joining us tonight. So, again, a couple particulars. 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Winston-Salem. We'll be on the air at 6 p.m. for that one, and then next week's show on a Wednesday night, because Carolina plays on Monday, Topo's closed on Tuesday, we'll be here on Wednesday. But for tonight, we say goodnight from Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill and the latest edition of Hubert Davis Live from Learfield.
Hubert Davis Live has been presented by The Good Feet Store, America's art support experts. Also brought to you in part by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Coca-Cola, there's magic when we cheer together. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.